Clashes between demonstrators and police continue in Turkey's southeast. Mass protests came after the Turkish Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, announced his reform package. The package was expected to create reforms in Turkey, leading to more democratic rights and the continuation of the peace process reached in March between the PKK and the Turkish government. Demonstrators have clashed with the police in southeastern Turkey, and the reform package, expected to be the second phase in the peace process with the PKK, has not been accepted by the PKK, and they have yet to give an official statement on the issue. However, we were able to catch up with the Peace and Democracy Party, also known as the BDP. The BDP is the PKK's political wing, and they have labeled the prime minister's reforms as mere crumbs being thrown at them. Under the reform package, Kurdish language education will be permitted in private schools, and electoral candidates will be allowed to campaign in Kurdish language. They have also said the reform package was not worth the wait. But what exactly does the PKK and the BDP want? That was the question we took up with BDP deputy Sabat Tunjil.
We expected to get our own region, a place to govern for ourselves. We thought we would get the area in southeastern Turkey. It seems as if the plans were already in the works. I don't know what happened. We also want the Turkish language to not only be spoken in private schools, but in public schools as well.
The PKK and the Turkish government have been at odds for decades, and the war has left over 40,000 people dead on both sides. The PKK and the Turkish government reached an agreement in March on a ceasefire. One of the conditions of the ceasefire was for the PKK to lay down arms and retreat to northern Iraq. But the PKK has stopped the pullout due to what they call the government's negligence in complying with reasonable terms.
Abdullah Öcalan will give a message on October 15th. We're waiting to see if the peace process will continue. We hope the process will continue.
Meanwhile, clashes are ongoing between the police and Kurds in southeastern Turkey. Police have fired water cannons at protesters, and protesters have responded with petrol bombs. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.